Walker was invited by organizers of the Catch a Love fundraising event. Proceeds benefited KYI's Youth Center project. Walker says he has attended a number of events like this throughout the state.
Just to thank those that have stepped up and said, we're gonna self-fund the rather than, I don't have a lot of folks coming to Juneau asking for money. Some, but I think people recognize the fiscal situation that we're in.
At fundraising events like this, he says occasionally, and if appropriate, he will offer a day of shadowing the governor as an auction item. Walker says this is usually bid on by a parent or grandparent of a high school student. Walker spoke about some of the experiences students had.
One day we interviewed Superior Court judges, and they sat in through the entire process. And after each process, we would go around the table and get input on what everybody thought. And the young man, he was very quiet. I said, no, this is an equal participation. Who did you think was the right person to be that, to be the judge? And he got very involved in it, in the discussion. It was exciting to see that.
He says another student kept returning after his day of shadowing to learn more.
But after his third day, I sat down with him. I said, what'd you learn? He was born in Alaska. I said, he said, I learned more about Alaska in these 3 days than I have in my entire life, all this course I've taken on Alaska history. And he said, I'm just fascinated by it.
Walker also spoke about the state's budget crisis. He says he's hopeful a compromise will be found.
I believe that the desire is to finish the job, to finish it this year. I think that what we need to determine is everybody has a little different definition of when it's fixed, when Alaska is fixed. What does that look like? And so I am engaging more now than I have earlier in the session. I put a few bills out there and sort of let them kind of bring along what they're going to bring along rather than me presuppose what it is that they're going to have an appetite for.
Walker says the Permanent Fund Protection Act and restructuring of the Alaska Permanent Fund would take care of about two-thirds of the budget deficit, but additional revenue is needed to solve the problem. He says he would like to see things fixed rather than just getting through the crisis.
I'm a fix-it person. I like to fix something rather than just, you know, put more air in the tire and see how far you can get before I put more air in the tire. I want to fix the leak in the tire.
He says if it isn't fixed, next fiscal year will look like the last year, and not much will get done. Walker says he wants Alaskans to understand that there already have been numerous reductions in the budget, including cuts to programs and closures of facilities. He says additional revenue sources are needed to maintain existing programs and to build a sustainable future.